This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we're about ready to have a Freed on Business first. We're going to have a three-way conversation on the phone. We're going to have Joe Cuomo. He's the Senior Vice President and Co-Head of Business Development at Auction.com. He's going to be grilled by Charlie Tapino. Charlie's a real estate investor based in California. He's been one of the most successful buyers of REO real estate in the last cycle, this cycle. Charlie knows all about REO. And we're also going to have one of Joe's brokers. Joe, who's going to be calling in on the line with us from Michigan? Okay, Barry Swatzenberg. Joe's got to learn how to do radio. You got to talk into the mic, Joe. Is that on, Dave? There he goes. Say it one more time because Barry's getting the short shift here.
All right, Barry Swatzenberg from Friedman Real Estate.
Hey, high five to Barry. Okay, here we go, Joe. Joe, I got Joe here. Barry, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Awesome. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing? You got Charlie Tapino.
All right, Charlie, it actually works. We're going to start off with Joe. Joe, you're the head of business development from Auction.com. I've heard the REO market described as a melting ice cube. What's out there? What's coming up? And can we make some deals?
Sure. There's always deals to be had. You know, when talk about that melting ice cube, you know, that was a phrase we used a couple of years ago. And we're going into 2014 here. We've sold this year so far $2.5 billion of real estate. We are still selling for the servicers. We're selling for the banks. The next wave of our growth pattern at Auction.com, though, is now selling for more natural holders of real estate. If you think about what we're doing here, it's really just an offline to online game. That's all we're playing right now. We're building transparency. We're democratizing the process. As we look to most of our business, it has come from banks and servicers, and it has been what's deemed to be distressed sellers. But the assets themselves are actually really good quality assets. They might have been over-levered debt, and the banks and servicers might have foreclosed, but they are really good quality real estate. And so as we look to 2014, 15, 16, I think you'll see a wave of maturity defaults come about. So the ice cube is melting, but slower than people thought.
Oh, that's great. So that means there's opportunity for people like Charlie. Charlie, what are you seeing out there, man?
We've been fairly active with with the special services and then through the auction process since 2009. And what we've seen is initially 2009, 2010, 2011, probably 75% of which was being sold through the auctions were loans. The balance being REO. What we've seen in 12 and 13 is a shift where it's probably 75% of the assets sold through the auctions have been REO or real estate, with the balance being defaulted mortgages. With an exception, basically last week, a couple of big special servicers are bringing out large portfolios through Auction.com and CB Richard Ellis, non-performing loans as well as REO, in a large portfolio format. So it looks like the special servicers, you know, had always wanted to hold larger assets to get bigger fees on those. They're more fit, you know, they're economically, getting paid for managing those assets. It seems to me we're seeing a little bit of a shift where the special services are now starting to sell down some of the bigger assets, where historically it's been primarily smaller balance assets.
You know, Charlie,
so it'd be interesting to hear from if that's a new strategy that the auction guys are seeing as well.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was going to ask is, Joe, are you seeing more larger assets come through, and are you teaming up with more of the traditional sticks and bricks brokers that have this big high infrastructure?
Yeah, you know, we always work with brokers. To Charlie's point, we are seeing larger, better quality deals. And again, I think that's just a testament to how our platform has grown. And it just being an offline to online game, I think we are making changes to how the real estate game is transacted and transforming it. And we have typically traded $1 to $10 million assets. 1 to 15 has been our bread and butter. We're having all cash purchases, 30-day closings. But what we've seen lately now is a shift to larger, better quality real estate. And we're changing the process. We have now what we call custom auctions. And really what it simply is just talking to the buyers, people like Charlie that are out in the marketplace. What do you need? You know, all we're asking you to do is show up and bid online. Do you need a post-auction diligence period? Do you need 60 days to close with financing? Do you want an indicative bid? So we've added an indicative bid round into our auction process. We now have extended closings to allow for financing. We're taking into account what the buyers are saying And we're it really is just mass distribution and an online competitive marketplace.
It sounds to me like what you're doing is you're continuing to evolve as the market and your process matures. Now, Barry, how long have you guys been working with Auction.com?
We've been working with Auction.com since the latter part of 2011, all through 2012, and have done a series of auctions this year as well. And we probably transacted on, just off the top of my head, somewhere between, I don't know, $350 to $450 million worth of product that we've represented sellers on that have been sold through the auction process.
Whoa, high five to you. So I guess Auction.com's a way for you to make the cash register ring.
You know, the beauty of the auction process, and I think a lot of it really comes down to just making sure people understand how the format works, is there with the transparency, there are benefits to both sellers and buyers. And buyers on the front end, if they have any concerns about having to do the due diligence before they bid and not having a due diligence window, the good trade-off when it comes from that is that when they're bidding, they see that bidding occur, and at the end of the rainbow, if they're the successful winner, it's not from a circumstance that they were, you know, bidding blind through a traditional brokerage. They know that they beat out the other guy by $50,000.
Oh,
and if it's a $10 million asset, you don't feel as a buyer that you've grossly overpaid for something, that you're paying market for it, and you were comfortable paying that number. And then conversely, on the sell side, you know, sellers have certainty of execution. And in this economy, as it evolves and gets better, there are a lot of sellers that still want to know, hey, what's the bottom line number that the market's going to pay, versus having somebody tie me up and then retrade me later, especially if they have an importance to sell within a defined time period.
Well, Barry, one of the things that I can tell you is that all the brokers that I know that list and market properties on the street, none of them manipulate the process, and none of them tell you that you're bidding against a mystery bidder. But that's one of the questions I wanted to ask. Charlie, you know, when you're bidding and it's the end of the game and you're getting close and it seems like there are only one or two bidders left, what's your psychology as you get towards trying to close on the bid and get your number? Do you have a number in mind, or are you kind of flexible and wait to see where it goes?
You know, I think one of the positives about the auction.com is you get to start at a low base point and get to work your way up. The critical thing is to know where your maximum bid is. And in some cases, you get the feeling you're bidding against the house. And I think there's definitely some of that going on up to a reserve price. I'm not quite sure even after you get through that reserve price whether you're still bidding against the house. But I think if you're a disciplined buyer, you do your homework, you set your cap, and you live with it.
All right.
If you end up, the negative is, let's say you're bidding on a $15 million asset, and you get up to 15-1, and you're at that's your limit, and you're going to lose it to the next guy at 15-2. So it really does take that discipline to stop at that price that you feel comfortable buying at, because if you end up, if the potential you're going to lose it by a nominal dollar amount. So it kind of, you know, it can get you to stretch a little bit more than you want. But I think the auction process works, but you have to be disciplined and you have to know when to stop.
All right. Well, you know, you mentioned that. Are you bidding against the house? We talked a little bit. Barry mentioned transparency. And I'm going to ask everybody to stick right with us. And we're going to ask Joe what the scoop is with that quote-unquote mystery buyer behind the curtain and if he really exists. Back after this. Stick with us. This is awesome, guys. All right. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, Jaguar, they've got all of them. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always my buddies at Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, Dolph fans, and Ned from Buffalo, you're looking forward to the moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, you pack the coolers in the car, you load up the kids and hit the road. Hey, this is what I do. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphin game. Heck, I get nervous before I even leave my house. Between tailgating, spending time with the family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments of memorable moments every single game day. Be there to catch the game day live at Sun Life Stadium. Thank you, Big D. The Miami Dolphins take on the Buffalo Bills Sunday, October 20th. Get your tickets to the game on Dolphins.com now. When you buy direct, you save. That's right. Give me the fins up there, Joe. Your Miami Dolphins are getting ready to battle the Buffalo Bills and our other AFC East rivals. And with the AFC East plan, you can get tickets to the Bills, the Pats, and the Jets games for just $126. That's right, just $126 for all three. Visit Dolphins.com to get your tickets now, and you'll be there to cheer every score and join in every touchdown celebration with me. High five, guys!
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We're having a Freed on Business first. We're doing a three-way here on. We've got Charlie DePino calling in from California. Charlie's an investor. He buys a lot of stuff from the auctions. We've got Joe Cuomo. He's the SVP and co-head of business development at auction.com. And Joe, who's the broker you brought on with us?
Barry Swatzenbarg from Freedom Real Estate in Michigan.
All right, high five to everybody. And I got the high five. Johnny infected me with that. I got to somehow stop saying that. Now, we were just at the point before we went to break to talking about transparency and bidding against the mystery bidder. Okay, I've done this. We always in the room say, okay, now we're bidding against ourselves and the guys at wherever the lender was. What's the scoop on that, Joe?
Yeah, if you think about the traditional process, you're not getting the asset unless you pay the price that the seller wants. What we do here, and we're selling at 70, 80% of the assets we put on the platform, it's spirit of true transparency. Look, you are bidding against maybe the house on bids. The idea on every auction is to try and get the buyers up and the sellers down and create a market. And that's our goal. And when the reserve met flashes on the screen, every bid from that point forward is from another real market buyer. And we're selling a higher quality deals, higher percentage of the assets. So you might be bidding against the house. Once you hit that reserve, every bid from there on out is against another real buyer. As a buyer, you know that, hey, you know what? I might pay a little bit more. As Charlie said, I may have to stretch because we're going to really extract your true best and final offer, unlike the traditional process. How badly do you really want this property? Clock winding down? Show us. So good quality property, but you know you will always get to be the last click on the screen, unlike the traditional format. And as a seller, when buyers compete, sellers win. And you get a little bit more. So the idea, and look, for true transparency, we're having every 2 weeks we have an auction event. I welcome you to call me up. We're setting up events all throughout the country at our offices in New York, in Newport Beach, in Miami. Come into our Miami Beach office. Every 2 weeks, we're doing open houses. In the spirit of true transparency, we will show you the back end of our systems. I'll show you what it looks like, what's happening, how the bidding is taking place. And you'll see, wow, yeah, there really are real players bidding. We have 9, 10, 12 bidders bidding on $5 and $10 million assets on our platform.
Okay.
You know, this is not one bidder against the house all the way up to an outlier concept.
Now, that's really cool because when I've sat in the office, the urban legend is you're bidding against the house all the way to the end. So if you're bidding after the reserve price is off, then that's against other live investors.
Correct. And
awesome.
That's our goal every single time. We want to try and flash that reserve. And to us, that's the true market. Where it goes from there, you know, we can't tell you.
All right. Well, Charlie, you know, why did you decide to look into the auction market? You're a very seasoned investor of special assets. You manage the special assets. You were a founder of Secured Capital, the legendary original special assets liquidator that morphed into the Wells Fargo unit of Eastdil, called Eastdil. Charlie, why do you play in this market?
Yeah, I play in this market because I believe a portfolio transaction is more efficient and gets better pricing. because larger, more institutional buyers can play. They can arrange financing ahead of time. Very difficult to get a one-off asset finance by, let's say you're buying a non-performing loan. It's almost possible to get a bank to finance you on one asset. They will do a diversified pool. So when the auction process came out, I first didn't like it, and I said, you know what? I'm in most cases going to eliminate the institutional player because they're not going to buy a $10 million asset. In some cases, institutional players will play, so I don't want to say it doesn't work. But I actually believe that if I can figure out how to pay a good price for an asset, I'm going to have a pretty good chance of being the best buyer on it, because from being around as long as I have, I know how to get that asset financed. I know how to I can afford and I can focus on doing the amount of due diligence you need to do to be able to pay up a little bit for the asset. The other strategy we use is we try to get a local regional player on any asset that I'm looking at, whether it's on auction.com or traditional sale. I want to get a joint venture partner that is boots on the ground, either from a local or regional perspective, that can give me the best intel. So we're not we're not looking for a discount. We're looking to pay up a little bit because we think we have the right strategy for the asset. And I think from the auction process, I think I eliminate some of the normal competition I'm going to have to bid against. Now, it doesn't always work. I would say I probably have a 25% success rate on auction.com, which is surprisingly that's a high percentage. And I think it's because of the joint venture strategy I use, as well as not having to compete in most cases against more institutional like buyers with lower cost of capital.
You know, Charlie, that's exactly the way we did it. When we did an auction.com thing, we only would do it when we do an auction. We only do it with an operator. In fact, as you know, we only invest with operators. So, Charlie, I think that's exactly the way to go. And question to you, do you have your capital lined up already when you bid, Charlie? I mean, because I think you've got to, and I would also believe that eliminates a lot of competition as well.
Well, that's right. First of all, whether it's a traditional sale or an auction process, you better have your capital alongside you because the process moves fairly quickly. On an auction process, you're going to be putting up 10 points. Now, again, if this is a loan or an REO, you're going to be putting up 10 points when they award the deal to you, and you're going to sign the purchase agreement. So you better have your capital in tow with you, and you better have done a level of due diligence that you're comfortable putting up significant capital. And then if you're buying a loan, you have to close 10 days later, you better have all the capital, which actually creates a little drag on the deal. If I have to close all capital and then finance it down the road, that takes, potentially 100 basis points off my return, off the overall investment. So that's a negative, which has to get priced in the deal.
Well, it sounds to me, though, Charlie, like you have an advantage because you're so strong. So let me ask you this, Joe. You've got people that call you, people prompt you. They come in, they go shopping in your office. They come, they meet brokers like Bruce out in the field. I guess the role Bruce doesn't. Barry also provides field work for you in his market. Will you sometimes match people if you meet them, the capital and a buyer, an operator sort of like Charlie and field guy?
Well, I mean, in terms of providing the capital or having financing available, depending on the seller now, as again we're the process is becoming a little bit more mature, we have sellers that are actually providing from an affiliated financing entity, let's say like LNR with Starwood, that are providing financing on the platform. So Starwood has financed at this point about 25 assets on our platform or more, probably 30 at this point. They're doing it for third parties and as well. We have some bridge lenders that we're working with right now for transitional type of assets that require a bridge. And surprisingly enough, we've gotten approached by a lot of lenders over the course of the last year that say, I want to lend on your platform with the great quality of assets you have. But secondly, really, it's like, did you know we've put out $150 million this year? No, we didn't. Well, we actually proactively are calling out to buyers, and buyers are calling us saying, hey, we're going to buy an auction.com. Will you finance me in the 30-day window here? So we're seeing that. For us, we know that long-term we're going to need a financing strategy on the platform. Again, I'm adding 60 days now for larger quality deals. It makes perfect sense. We know the quality of the buyers like Charlie out there. But we've had all cash buyers, and we have a lot of them coming in. So if I can guarantee that certainty of execution, get that contract signed, that 10% hard money the day after the auction, and I'm closing 99.3% of those deals, and I don't need the financing on the back end. So we haven't really been pushed to the brink. I said we really, really need to figure out a strategy.
Barry, what brought you to auction.com, and how come you chose to start to work with them and bring your clients and their deals to them?
That's a good question. When we, prior to auction.com really rolling out as a platform to handle a lot of the distressed assets, especially in the defaulted CMBS realm. We were probably one of the few brokerage shops that have been dealing in the CMBS arena long before it was sexy to be in the REO market. And so we, on the front end, were selling a lot of, again, defaulted CMBS deals whereby buyers through our process were, you know, being forced to do at-risk contracts of the relatively short close, go non-refundable immediately. And so when the auction platform rolled out, we, too, also have a sizable relationship with L&R. And so it was a real easy, natural for us to fold into their sale process. And really, auction.com just really puts up a very solid closing mechanism, because at the end of the day, they do a tremendous amount of marketing. They bring a lot of people to the dance. But all those people still want to reach out and talk to us about the asset. And we're in 14 different markets. And so we're there to tell the property story and help them through that process and then get them to understand you need to do your due diligence, do your homework now. I mean, any buyer that's been around for a long time, and I've done this for a long time, I mean, they're going to pay their number. But when they get into that mechanism, as your other speaker was mentioning, you know, you can get some people that might move away from their discipline a little bit. I mean, we've had in a couple of deals, I mean, there's Eli Randall in Joe's office that I've handled a handful of sales with. And, I mean, we've had post-bids past reserve that were 25, 30 clicks over the reserve because the bidders are smaller investors. The deals were in the $5 million range, and they just wanted to have the property. And so for another $5,000 or $10,000, they just weren't going to lose that asset. And, you know, that really helps the seller out at the closeout of the deal. And it's not like the buyers didn't know what they were doing when they were bidding.
Barry, I'm going to ask you to hold. Charlie, Barry, can you stick with us into the next half hour?
I'll do my best.
All right. Charlie, can you stick with me for another 15?
Yeah, I'm good for another 15, yeah.
All right, high five. Joe, you're here. You're not going anywhere. Dave, take me out. We're going to roll around the horn, and then we'll be back talking more auction.com. Auctions buying the new way, buying hashtag CRE, back after THIS.
Jamming. I wanna jam it with you. We're jamming.